You know what? I love it when God shows us that we totally have to depend on Him. I forgot to put in my offering, the offering. But you know what? God always has a ram in the bush, right? You forget, He backs you up. I'm going to start with prayer and go from there. And you know what? I'm really practicing what I'm saying this morning because you'll see. I really have to trust Him. I'll let you in on a few things too. I'm just going to say a short prayer and go right into the message that He gave me. Okay. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you for your word that's going to encourage us. We expect to hear something to help us to walk out of here and live a little better. Some of us will make a complete turnaround. Will not be the same at all. Use me, dear God. Whatever you want to do, I'm open. I trust you fully. You are wonderful. I love you and I trust you and I thank you for using your word to help us all. In Jesus' name, amen. I have a few things. I just want to thank God for the musicians today, especially. I wanted to see if I didn't need to get involved with that and to see how God was going to put it all together. And you'll see when you hear the message how it all comes together. The first song they sang was You Are All That Matters. Okay? You, God, are all that matters. Amen. They sang Everlasting God. He is from everlasting to everlasting. Thou art God. And in that song it says, wait on the Lord. He is a deliverer. And strength will rise as you wait on Him. Sometimes as you're waiting, you don't feel so strong. You feel so weak, like I can't do nothing. Nothing is happening. But as you wait on God, He will give you the strength to see that He is a deliverer. But you got to wait. Thirdly, Hosanna. We sing that song so much, which is a beautiful song. And thank God for these things, you know, smartphones. We can't always remember everything. Maybe you can, but I can't, especially as I get older. I have to look back at a lot of things. And I often would be singing the song, even in church here, and I would be saying, what does Hosanna mean again? Well, just for those of you who might be wondering too, Hosanna, it is an exclamation. It is especially in biblical, Judaic, and it's used in Christian use, and it's used to express, 1 minute. All right. Ay, ay, ay. Okay. See, technology so smart is not so smart. It's used to express adoration, praise, or joy. But the main thing is, it's a noun, and what does it really mean is to desire God. Do you want God? Yes, I desire you. And when I sing, I'm expressing that I adore you, I praise you, and I have joy. And He is joy. Because the joy of the Lord is our strength. If I didn't have happiness because of God, like I too as one of the gentlemen in the Bible said, would have fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I don't have to see it before it happens, but I would like to see something so that I will know. And God is all around us, and he shows us how good he is, and he shows us how much he loves us. So we can be happy for that. I don't know about you, but I'm very happy about that. That keeps me going. I can't just be complacent, relaxing, God. No, I need to see you every now and then doing something so that I know I'm still in tune with you and I'm walking in the right way. I had a little dream last night. This is kind of funny because I said, okay, the men are on the retreat. There's probably going to be a lot of women at the church. And I just wanted to encourage the women. They say that we are the weaker vessel, but I tell you the truth. That is, I don't know who said that. But I have seen a lot of women do a lot of things, and they have the strength of God, I'm sure, to do it. Only God could give them the strength. But I said, I think I should say something about women. So I went to sleep last night, and I had this dream, this funny dream. I dreamt that there was this old town. There was a buggy, and there was a driver of the buggy, and the horses were moving, and I was walking through the streets, and when I looked, I said, oh my God, that's a woman driving that buggy. So that's, God gave me something there, and I read this little part in this book called All the Women of the Bible. It's beautiful. Everything you wanted to know from Abby to Zipporah. And I wanted to see, okay, we heard about the old times. I'm sure there were women doing that too then. But in the present time, I just wanted to read this little something to you. Through the centuries, okay, it didn't just start now, the social and legal status of women has fluctuated. Come and go. In times of fierce persecution, they suffered much. Where there was heathenism still reigning, the life and lot of women are far from freedom and joy they experience, where Christianity is recognized. So where everything is havoc in the way things are ruled and the way people are living their lives, it's tough. Women don't experience the freedom and joy. Only where Christianity is recognized, you can see women expressing themselves in joy and in freedom. And that's true. Amen. From the 18th century on, women in civilized lands have experienced universal education and the right to vote. We know about that. And through the impact of the Christian faith, they are equal with men in the great achievements of education, art, literature, social services, and in missionary activities. Christian women in particular present to the world morality, home happiness and piety, domestic honesty, and full devotion to Christ. You see? We have something. We're not just taking up space. Today, I wanted to talk about, it came to me, I'm going to say something about trust, but I have to wait till it comes in there. But we're looking at a portion of the scripture in the book of John, and it's John chapter 10, verse 10. John 10, 10. Okay. A lot of people have the King James Version, so I'll look at that too. Okay. John 10:10. Oh, this is a good one. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. That's what thieves come to do. Steal, kill, and destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. I like that. All right. I'm going to read a little bit more, but let me see. Okay, I don't want to get too far ahead of myself. All right, let me say this one. 11. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. That's Jesus. The thief comes. He wants to steal your joy. Anything good that God has given you or says to you, he wants to take it from you. Not only that, he would love to kill you. Wipe them out. Those Christians, away with them. And he would like to destroy everything that God has built up in us. But that's okay, because Jesus says, I am come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm with the life crowd. Just in case Satan thought otherwise, I'm not with the crowd that's being stole from, killed, and I don't have any intention of being destroyed. I am come to be with the life crowd because I'm with Jesus and Jesus is with me. And many of us who really, really believe in him, he has come to give you life. I'm glad I don't have that long cord because I could move. He has come to give you life. Anybody who thinks life in God is boring, you better go to bed and get back up on the other side. It is not. It is so exciting. I have 100 stories I could tell you. I had to think, which one will I tell today to let them know how exciting life is and abundant, how overflowing it is. My biggest problem is because life is so overflowing. Amen. I have, one time I asked for some things because I needed them. I got so much. Now I have to figure out what to do with them. God will show me through his Holy Spirit that guides us, leads us, teaches us, all of these things the Holy Spirit is for. As smart as I might think I am, I'm not. I need God every day, every hour. I want to tell my little story here. So you could know how exciting and how abundant this life is. Our family had to go to a wedding. And I hope I don't be too long. And you know what? I'm not going to worry about it. Because that's the enemy coming to steal, telling me, be short, quick. We could do that, but we could sit in bars all hours of the night. We could go to the gym and stay for hours and hours doing this and this and that. But when it comes to God, come on, give it to me, microwave, quick. This is not have it your way. This is not Burger King. This is Jesus. We don't do that to him. Why? We have to turn him on and cut him off. For me, I want him on all the time. Lord, have your way. Go as long as you want. You know what we need. But I tell you, it is not my intention as a human to hold you and be long and all of that. Okay? So don't blame me. You have a problem with that? You tell him. But I will do my best. I will tell you this little story. So we had to go to this wedding. Way before the wedding, Ralph goes to a fair. And he finds from one of the people, I love craftspeople and people who sew and everything like that. He goes to this fair with the kids and he finds this outfit, this African outfit. And it's really nice. And he brought it home and he says, do you like this? I said, yes, it's beautiful. And he says, the only thing is, I wish they had other pieces. Like, I wish I could have got something for Jerron, for Nashawn, and for you. I says, oh, you say that to a woman. Watch, she's going to try to do something, right? Sometime. So when he said that, I said, that's not a problem for God. Easy. I'll find the material. No problem. We'll get it. Yeah. Well, I went looking. The Holy Spirit led me. I'll show you how. I went looking. I knew where the areas are in Brooklyn where they have these stores. And I went there. And I saw the first store, there were so many fabrics. Oh, my God. Stacked up. I showed the guy. I brought one piece of his to show him. I said, this is the fabric. I need something to match this. He says, oh, I don't know if we have that. He said, but you can look. Look over there. I go, there's so many. I said, oh, my God, I didn't realize. And the patterns of the African fabrics are so intricate. There's so many colors. Hallelujah. I have to give you something about a color song. Now I know why it fits in now. I was like, how does that fit in, God? There it is. So there's so many colors in there. So I'm looking. I don't see it the first store. Okay, so it's how we approach things. Some people would say, I don't see it, I'm done. Forget it. I tried, I can't find it. That's it. On to the next thing. Nope. Not me. Mm-mm. I said, dear Lord, I know you're with me. We're going to find this fabric if it takes us, I don't know how long. We went from this store to that, da, da, da. And I asked the people at the last store, you don't have it. Do you know where I could get it? The guy knew. He said, I don't have like as much selection as this place I'm going to send you. They will have, they should have it because they have a lot of stuff. You know where I found it? The sixth store. The sixth store. Took me six stores. Well, we found it. We walked in. Not only did we find it, we didn't have to look for it. Right? I didn't even have to look for any more piles of material. They had things already made in this pattern. So I didn't have to even ask, do you have it? It's there. I said, wow. But then, here comes another issue. It's how you approach it. We needed it in 2 days. And I said, okay, wonderful. I don't know how to sew. I do not. I mean, little things, I could probably run a line, that's it. But to make a garment, to be wearable, no. So I say, oh my God, let me see here. Now this is the next obstacle. So I said, how soon, if I needed something made, and I was going to say, all right, for me, just a skirt, that's it. For the boys, just a shirt. If we can't get everything, we'll get one thing or two things. The guy says, no problem. We can make everything you want. I said, for me too? Yes, you can get the skirt and a top. Great. We got everything made. He sized us up. We come back. He said, just come back tomorrow night, such and such time. We came back. Everything is done. And when we went to the wedding, everyone, you look so nice, so nice, nice. I said, it's God. This is God. What you're seeing is God. You think so nice, God. That was my witness. It is God. I didn't tell him it was done in one day. They would have freaked out over that too. But not just that. People were asking, where did you get it? So I could share with them where they could get something nice too. Do you see how God works? Little things. And then they put it on Facebook. I'm not so much for that, to do that, but they did it. Well, it's okay. So God made the witness bigger. And that's good with us too. But let me go into this, showing you the abundant, exciting life. What is the goal for us as people of God? Eternal life. Not here. We know we're not going to live forever here. Every so often we get reminders of that. It's to live again with the Lord. We will die here on earth. Jesus will return for us. The dead in Christ will be raised first, okay? And those who are alive and remain will be caught up to meet him in the air. So we're going to live again. How hard is that? You may say, okay, so that's the goal. I want the abundant life, but how? How can I get it? John 6:47. For some reason, the King James Version seems to be winning today. John 6:47. Okay, verily I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. If you believe in Jesus, you got it. You're going to live forever. Don't think you're not. He said it, we believe it, and that settles it. To have this full life, the believer must remain in Jesus. Now, where do I get that from? John 15, 1 to 5. I keep wanting to read this other version that I like a lot, but he's saying read it in the King James. So St. John 15, 1 to 5. All right. This is talking about now this branch and the trees. I am the vine, 1 to 5. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. My Father is the gardener. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he takes away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me. You stay in the word, you abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. The last verse, 5. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. I like that. Because he is the source. He's the source, and he's the one that makes things grow. To have this full life, we must abide in him. What does that mean, abide in him? What does that mean, sit with Jesus all day long? No, just stay attached to him. When you believe in him, you have eternal life, you trust in him, stay there. Things are going to come. Right? The thief, to steal, to rob, to kill, to destroy. That, all those little stuff will come. But you be in front of God constantly saying, help me. He will help you. Because he says he doesn't leave you. He will never leave us or forsake us. We have to remain attached. I have a little thing here. It's like a little diagram that I made with the branches. All right. He is the vine and we are the branches. I saw it like there's a vine. You know how vines grow all up around something sometimes? And then offshoots of that vine are branches, pieces. We are those offshoots of that vine. If we don't bear fruit, it'll be cut off, taken away. But when we bear fruit, this is beautiful, we get pruned. The King James Version says he prunes us. What does that mean? He cuts it, trims it. He prunes it through his word. And yesterday, what did I tell you about the exciting life? Yesterday, I'm at the hairdresser, and the woman says to me, You know what? Do you mind if I trim your hair? I says, no. She trims it, and after she does it, she says, the reason I did that is because when I'm trim it for you, not only is it going to be shaped up and look nice, but it's going to grow more. And it came to, I said, oh my God, look at this. Yes, I love it. I want to be pruned. It's okay. So God, as I study your word on a daily basis in many different ways, it's not just one way to study the word, you come to me in my life, and every now and then you trim me with your word. Little things, you know? I might think I need to do this. You tell me to do that, you know? Like the enemy was telling me as I'm going with the kids to look for those fabric. Quick, quick, quick. What do you got these kids out here? Forget it. I said, no. I'm going full steam ahead till I find it because I know I'm going to find it. And he let me find it. Thank you, Lord. We have to give our total self to God. My son starts playing this song. He even played it this morning on his tablet. It's called I Can't Do This. And you would say, what? What is that? And then the lady in the song, it's by someone named Plum, and she goes, I can't do this. Oh, God, I need your help. That's how we feel a lot. I can't do it. Sometimes I think, I'm telling you, if I could have written the story of my life, just my little life, less more than yours, if I could have written a story of my life, I can't. I would have written it very differently. It would have been very nice, happily ever after, smooth sailing, right? But I can't. So I need God to help me. I need him. And you know what? If I had written it, it wouldn't be nearly as exciting. No way. No way would it be this exciting. So God used this child to play the song this morning. Not only that, last night, Jerron heard it on TV because we have music choice on the TV. He heard it there. He was going crazy. It's time for him to go to sleep. He's going crazy. I need a piece of paper. I need a piece of paper. I say, for what? He goes, I want to write the song. I got to write it. So I had paper there. So I said, dear, here, his paper under here. He takes the paper and he writes the name of the song down. Why? Because God wanted it to be here. You can't do it. God will help you. What kind of life is this I'm talking about? Spiritual life in depth. Hallelujah. Without the abundant life, we will yield to carnal or fleshly desires around us. The carnal life is circumstance controlled. Mm-hmm. Let me look at 1 Corinthians 3:1-4. And for those of you who are watching the clock, I'm almost done. God's got your number. 1 Corinthians 3:1-4. And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. I have fed you with milk, with meat. For hitherto, neither yet now are you able. For you are yet carnal, for there is among you envying and ye not carnal and walk as men. Are ye not carnal and walk as men when you have all this stuff going on? For while one saith, I am of Paul, and another, I am of Apollos. Are you not carnal? Who then is Paul, and who is Apollos, but ministers by whom ye believed, even as the Lord gave to every man? I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So then neither is he that planteth anything, neither he that watereth, but God that giveth the increase. It's all about God. God is the one who helps us. God is the one who gives us increase. The abundant life is a Holy Spirit-controlled life. The carnal life, it leads to defeat. It puts itself as though it's something to go with and be great. It's all a puff of smoke. It's nothing. It's a big letdown. The abundant life leads to victory in Christ. You know what, guys? It's exciting every day. Every day life is exciting. Man seems to know everything about life except how to live it abundantly. What am I talking about? Abundance. Some of you have the concordances, Strong's, number 4053 to be exact. What is abundance? Super abundance. Not just abundance, super. Excessive, overflowing, surplus, over and above. Do these things sound good? More than enough, profuse, extraordinary, above the ordinary, more than sufficient. Amen. You and I are so blessed to have this beautiful, abundant life offered to us. I want to end with that, the coloring song. If I find it here with these papers, we'll see. I think it's right here. Nope. It's attached. See? Attached to the vine. The coloring song is here. You're looking for it? It's right there. Right in your own backyard where everything is growing. Red is the Petra lyrics for those musicians. The coloring song originated by the E Band. These are Petra's lyrics. Red is the color of the blood that flowed down the face of someone who loved us so. And on the computer, my son was watching something, and it showed this picture of Christ with all the blood flowing down his face. And I thought, I wonder if he should be watching this. He's the perfect man. He's the Lord's own son. He's the Lamb of God. He's the only one that can give us life, that can make us grow, that can make the love between us flow. And I tell you the truth, there's a lot of places out here, but this church, there's love. There is love. I didn't just come here yesterday. If I asked my husband, I bet you he could tell you exactly how many years we're here. But the love, think about it. How many? Yes. But the love has flown. 16. See? 16. The love in this congregation has flown. As you go through things in life, there are people here who God will use to be a blessing in your life. I tell you the truth. It has happened for me and my family. Blue is the color of a heart so cold that will not bend when the story's told of the love of God for a sinful race, of the blood that flowed down Jesus's face. That can give us life, that can make us grow, that can keep our hearts from growing cold. I don't want a cold heart. No way. Gold is the color of the morning sun that shines so freely on everyone. It's the sun above that keeps us warm. It's the sun of love that calms the storm, that can give us life, that can make us grow, that can turn our mornings into gold. Because every day is hope. Every day. Brown is the color of the autumn leaves. But God wasn't current and with it. When the winter comes to the barren trees, there is birth, there is death, there is a plan. And there's just one God and there's just one man that can give us life, that can make us grow, that can make our sins as white as snow. I want my sins to be clean, wash clean, whatever he has to use, bleach, OxyClean, do it. But he did better than that. It was his blood.
Oh, it's by Dave Eden.
Okay, thank you. That can give us life, that can make us grow, that can turn our mornings into gold, that can give us life, that can make us grow, that can keep our hearts from growing cold, that can give us life, that can make us grow, that can make the love between us grow. Amen. That's it, folks. At this time, we're not doing communion today. Pastor Greg asked if we wanted to. I said, I don't think so. But I don't.